Hello, everyone, and welcome to a first edition of the European Show of the 2020-21 season. I'm still your host, Mo Stewart, and I'm very excited by what the hour I'm about to bring you. Jam-packed, full of action from France, from Germany, from Italy, and from Spain. All of the big leagues that you want to know about. Obviously, we just come out of the transfer window, so that's going to have a lot to do with where we are. But most leagues have only played two or three games, so still early days. But you won't be surprised to hear there's a lot of familiar names coming up over the course of this show. And we're going to start in Germany, because why not? And I'm very pleased to say that I've got my good friend Chris Williams, freelance Bundesliga expert, to be found. Everywhere you hear someone talking about German football, you'll see this man. And Chris, I'm very pleased I've been able to get you for the first show of the season.
Mo, thanks very much for having me back on. But I think this is the third season now in on the run, so thanks very much for that.
Oh yeah, you're part of the furniture now, mate, that's for sure. Now, obviously, the way that these things normally happen is that we normally start with the biggest teams, and that's Bayern Munich. But because we can, there's a different team at the top of the Bundesliga, so let's start with them. Wolfsburg have won 3 out of 3, an absolute perfect start if you look at the charts. And it seems to be a lot of the same names who were doing well for them last season, Valvikos, Riedler Baku, the Maxis, both Philipp and Arnold. They all seem to be there. They seem to have been able to pick off quite seamlessly. And as we're going to go on to, it's been every team within the German top flight seems to have had some kind of upheaval, but Wolfsburg seems to be riding it quite nicely.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably do an hour. I know your show's only an hour long, but we could probably do an hour about the coaching changes in the Bundesliga without speaking about any other league to any other journalist. Yeah, it's been crazy. Obviously, Wolfsburg have brought in Mark van Bommel. They had a bit of a nightmare by putting in a substitute too many in a DFB Pokal, which they got kicked out of. But thankfully, they are aware of the Bundesliga rules of play. So, they're playing well. They had a great season last season. Got into the top four, of course, with Oliver Glasner. They're now in the Champions League. And yeah, everybody at one point was like, when are Wolfsburg going to slip up? And they did a little bit. They were never really going to win the title. But they made that Champions League slot. Mm. And now everybody was thinking, can they do it again? And yep, you know, 9 points from the first three games. You've mentioned a ton of players there. Some of them that have had bad luck at other places. Maximilian Philipp, for example, had a real bad ACL injury at Borussia Dortmund. Has found his feet again at a great club, Wolfsburg. Yeah, the main thing, Mo, for me, though, is how do they handle it when the Champions League comes back, because they're not used to Monday, Wednesday, or they're not used to Saturday, Wednesday, or Sunday, Tuesday, or the other way around it is, isn't it? But they're not used to that at all. Mm. So that will be interesting to see how they cope with that. If you remember RB Leipzig, when they first qualified for the Champions League after their first successful season in the Bundesliga, their debut season, they finished second, but couldn't hack the European football battle rhythm. So it'll be interesting to see how Wolfsburg do. Obviously, they've got history in this competition in the past. They've been in it. It's not their first time. So yeah, once big club of Germany, had a little bit of a slide, but seem to be making their way back up the table.